You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom, and it is time to wake up. And I really mean that. It is time to wake up. As a nation, in our churches, even myself, it is time to wake up. And to hear the essence of the heartbeat of Jesus, you know what his heartbeat says? People, people, people. That's what's important. It's not things, 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 and things, you know? Because the word says, peace I give unto you. When we look in the book of John, it says, chapter 14, verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." That's a sermon in itself. Peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but I give unto thee. You know, you might think that I've got to have a lot of money and a lot of gold, a lot of silver in these turbulent times that we live in. Nope. What we need, our country, our nation, our government, individuals, we need Jesus like never before. You know, I remember, was it a month ago, Danny, I was driving down US-1, and this girl had a sign, revolution, revolution. And I was talking to my wife. She's turning around, go back and minister to her. I believe my wife said, go back. So I turned the car around and went back to share it with her. And I said, you're right. You're right. She said, we need a revolution. She was going on. She said, down with America. I said, what? She's down with capitalism. I said, what? You know, she's just down about everything. And I said, you're right. We do need a revolution, and a revolution for Jesus. And she kind of told me off. But at least I told her about Jesus and how much he loved her. And that's the main thing. You know, I remember in Hawaii when I was in the mission field, one time I got lost in Hawaii. We were ministering on the streets of Waikiki, and then we traveled somewhere else to minister. And there was a group of guys and I, and Lee was playing the guitar. And somehow I made a wrong turn, and I don't know where we were. And I rode down the window, asked one of the Hawaiian guys, you know, that was on the road. I said, I think I'm lost. And he said, then he turned to me and says, we had a little conversation. He said, how did it start? I'm trying to remember. He was telling me, you know, he said, do you want to buy some drugs, brah? You know, the Hawaiian guys. And that's how they the pigeon talk, the pigeon Hawaiian. And one of the guys says, want to buy some drugs, brah? And I said, what? He said, you want to buy some drugs, brah? And I said, what? So I said, what do you have? And he was giving me a list of things he was selling. I said, I happen to be a dealer too. He said, what you got, brah? What you got? And I said, I'm a dealer in God's word. And I said, you need to get saved. He said, man, he was telling me, he said, man, you on the wrong road. And I said, nope, you're on the wrong road. I said, you are on the wrong road. You need Jesus. You know, that's what we need. He says, peace I give unto you. Nothing the world will ever give. You know, it's when I look at the world, the condition of the country, the condition of the world, put your eyes back on Jesus. Let people know about how much he loves you, what he did for you on Calvary, that he shed his precious blood, that you and I might have that life and life more abundantly. And his word, I tell you, if you get into the word, it'll minister to you. It'll speak to you. You know, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't keep them on what's going on, because you'll just go stir crazy. If you listen to the news too much, turn it off. Open the word up and let the word speak to you. Let the word of God speak to your heart, you know, and put on some praise music and develop a quiet time. I'm encouraging you all to develop a quiet time. You know, I was just thinking, you know, one of the things I'd like to do is I'd like to, you that are Christians, I'd like to teach you some scriptures probably in the next week or two. There's about 7 scriptures that you can minister effectively to the world, those that don't know Christ. So I'm going to walk you through in about a week or two and how you can effectively minister for Jesus, you know, because the world needs them. Our family needs them. You know, my neighbor probably needs Jesus. And there's 7 scriptures that I use when I minister and share Christ with people. And I want to teach that to you. You know, they're in the New Testament, and we need to share. This is an hour that the days are getting darker, and I don't want to dwell on the darkness, because Jesus called us to be a light into the dark places that he sends us, that we don't get the glory that Jesus does. And I'm going to put on a song this morning. Hope you enjoy it. And I got a special couple that's going to call in at 9:30, Jeff and Ashley, and they have a ministry, and their ministry is music. And it's they were at our church, I can't remember, 2 or 3 months ago. And I so enjoyed their music and their ministry. So I'm going to have them on at 9:30. They'll bless you. And we're going to play in a couple songs that I want him to share with you all about his music, their ministry. And so that's a treat. I'm going to have them come on and share their heart. That'll be at 9:30. I want to put on a song, Oh, the Blood of Jesus, because we need him. We need him now more than ever, you know. And if you want that life, and you want that life more abundantly, you know, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life." All you have to do is say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, come into my life. You know, I repent of my sins. I invite you into my life." And it's a simple prayer, you know. And I've had opportunities to, and I'm humbled that led many people, Lee and Daryl, and when we were in Hawaii, many, many people to Jesus. And it's important that we be that light that he called us to be, because if we don't start standing up, I tell you what, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. You know, if our country's broken, I wonder, Lord, if we're, the country's broken, how can that be? That means maybe, could it possibly be the church is broken? I'm not picking on pastors. I love pastors. And, you know, I love the church in America. I think it's a time that we all, including myself, we wake up to hear the essence of his heart, to do what he tells us to do, and to be that light into the dark places. Don't just be just a hearer, as the Bible says. Don't be just a hearer of the word. Guess what? Be a doer. So enjoy the music. It's going to last about 4 minutes, and ministered to me this morning when I was listening to it. I'm real picky about the songs that play on the, you know, the radio, because I want the music to be a blessing to you. As we worship Jesus, draw closer to him, as he said, "I'll draw near to you." Enjoy the song.
Thank you for your blood.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your love.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So beautiful. You know, it's his blood that he shed on Calvary, that he shed his precious blood, that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. And I don't know where you are today, you know, what you're going through, but the Lord does. The Lord knows what you're going through. And he said, call upon me. And he said, I will show you great and mighty things that you know it's not of. Have you been calling on him? You know, don't call on him when things are going rough, you know. Just call on him. You can call on him day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's always there. You know, he's always there. And he wishes none to perish, but all have everlasting life. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we serve. Well, I wanted to thank a few people. Thank you, Mark and Mary, and for your contribution to the ministry. I can't thank you both enough, and I pray God's richest blessings upon you. The Word of God reminds us in Isaiah, Mark and Mary, that and also Lisa, Michael, Thomas Beringer, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Thomas. Thank you for calling in several times to the radio station. You are a tremendous blessing. My lovely wife, thank you for standing with me. And Paul Watson, my business partner, occasionally I have to ask Paul for a little help. Don't like asking people for help. I really don't. Think what God orders, he'll pay for. But he helps me sometimes, and the company does, and I appreciate that, Paul. Thank you. My lovely wife, thank you. Thomas Beringer, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, thank you for your contribution, too. And Lisa and Michael, God bless you abundantly. Mark and Mary, you know, the Word reminds us that fear not, for I am with you. For I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's the assurance that you and I have, that he's there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. I tell you, the assurance that the Lord gives us is just, I'm grateful. I'm humbled by it all. You know, whatever you need, you can just go to the cross. Go to Jesus. You know, because the scriptures tell us the battle's not yours, no matter what you're going through. It's his. You just need to surrender and say, Lord, I've been fighting this battle for too long, whatever it may be. If it's a health issue like mine, just take it to Jesus. Take it to the cross. You know, he'll either touch you, and that's the assurance that you have. You know, that we serve a big God. Is there anything too difficult for him? Your marriage is broken, let him put it back together. You know, you've got a bad report from a doctor, just lay it at his feet. Trust in him. You know, if you need finances, you know, Lord, you said that if I sow that, you know, if you sow sparingly, the Word says you reap sparingly. You know, I believe the Lord in these days that we live in, yep, they're dark, they're turbulent, you know, stay focused. He said he loves that you're a forgiver. Don't give up your giving. Don't give up on Jesus. You know, keep your eyes focused. Perfect peace, the Word says, whose mind is stayed on Jesus. You know, you can take that battle that you're going through and say, Lord, I need help. You know, I need help. And he'll help you. He'll help you. He'll either supernaturally touch your body. He'll use prayer and medicine to help you. He'll send you a doctor if need be. We serve a big God. We serve a big God. If it's family members that are annoying you, you know, lay them at the cross. You know, I've got a sister that I'm keeping in prayer. I love her, and I've been praying for her, that her attitude changes. You know, she's got a mouth, and the Bible warns us about our mouth and our talk. And they were sharing that at church last night. Pastor Lynn, thank you for doing a good job. And as Pastor Malcolm's away, he's an awesome pastor. Thank you, Pastor Lynn, for all that you do for the church, for the body of Christ. and can't thank you enough. But the mouth is so important. You know, we're to encourage one another. As Hebrews 3:13 says, we're to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. Didn't say condemn, backbite, you know. It says encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. That's so important because we're around people. We don't know what people are going through. We have no idea what people are going through. We just don't. And that's why we're to be a light for Jesus in these last days, these dark days that we live in. Remember, his word says, fear not, for I'm with you, for I'm your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He'll walk you through what you need him to. He's faithful, you know. He'll never leave you, as the word says. The scriptures tell us, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even till the end. He's not going to abandon you. You know, trust in him with all your heart, mind, and soul. The scriptures tell us, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But I feel in my heart that we need to wake up as a nation. You know, nation's been broken. You know, I'm saddened to share that with you all. You know, it breaks my heart to share that. I'm not being critical, you know, but it's time we, the church, stand up. You know, it's that we take a stand, that we acknowledge Jesus, that we share Jesus with every person that we come in contact with. You know, don't care who they may be, a homeless man, could be a Muslim, it could be, you need to share Jesus. And we need, as the church, stand up and be that light into the dark places that he sends us into. You know, that we're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed. And Lord, help us be that light. Help us be that light. And be with us, Father, as we, wherever you send us, that we're that light, that we're that blessing, you know, that we don't condemn people and judge them, you know. And I believe it's Psalms that says, as a deer panteth for the waters, so longeth after thee. You know, if you go up to that deer, Danny, you fish, and I think I've shared this before, that you go up to that deer and you yell at it, and it's tasting the waters, what's going to happen? That deer is going to run away from you. I believe I shared that last night at the Bible group. And, you know, and this is so important because there are a lot of people tasting the waters. They're tasting the water. And if we go up to them, and I used to do this. I used to go up in the mission field, tell people, oh, you're a sinner. And I'd go in bars and say, y'all need to repent. And I could hear the big beer, the mugs hitting the counter. And the bartender goes, get out of here. You know, I said, these people need Jesus in here. That's not the way to do it, folks. I learned the hard way. You just go up to people and you accept them, you know, who they are, and love on them with his love, you know, with his love. But we've got to have a revival. We've got to have a God encounter. You know, Lord, help us draw closer to you and speak up and stand up and not be ashamed of the gospel, you know, not be ashamed of it, you know. And we need to support Israel, the apple of God's eye, you know. And in our country, we're falling apart. You know, we're indoctrinated to hate this one, to hate this one, to, you know, and we're anti-God in this country, anti-Israel. And we got to change that stinking thinking. You know, we must change that stinking thinking. We need the cross. We need Jesus to help us be that light into the dark places. And we're at a critical, I believe we're at a crossroad in America. Our churches are at a crossroads. And I love pastors. And being a pastor, you know, it's got to be a tough job. You know, it is. I listen to Pastor Paul, and he pours his heart out, you know. And these pastors are on 91.5. They're sharing their heart. And I come on, and, you know, I'm not near as gifted as Pastor Paul and other pastors that come on. But, you know, God doesn't look for ability. What he looks for is availability and a heart that's willing to take a stand for him, to take a stand for Jesus, and to stir the people up, to wake us up. Lord, wake us up, you know. Come on, saints of God, you know, come alive again. You know, come alive. You know, give your heart and life. Don't give part of it. Give all your life to him. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. Let him lead you. Be open to what he tells you to do, to be that light into the dark places that he's calling us to be. And if you want to be a congressman, I encourage you to be a congressman. If you want to be a senator, be a senator. If you want to be a pastor, be the greatest pastor America has ever seen. you know? And I just want to encourage you, whatever it is that Jesus is telling you to do, do it. The word says, I can do all things through Christ. Not some things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I remember when I went into the military and, it was during Vietnam. And, I never went out for sports. I didn't have time. I had to go to work in high school, and I took a trade school in architectural drawings, and I never had time to go out for sports. And when I got in the military, I had to run, and I didn't like it. I told the drill sergeant, I said, this is one thing I'm going to do without running. He said, what'd you say, Private? I said, I don't want to run. He said, give me 100 push-ups. I could barely do two push-ups, let alone 100. And so what he did, he said, we need your skill that you have in the military. We can't afford to lose a soldier like you. I said, well, I'm not going to make it because I don't like to run. And so he said, I'm going to give you the track at night, 10 o'clock. I said, that's not fair. The guys are sleeping. I got to be on the track from 10 to 11. He said, you're going to do it. And I would walk, and I would walk, and I would walk and run, run and walk. And it was terrible. You know, my time was horrible. And I said, Lord, you said I could do all things through Christ. Paul said that, who strengthens me. And I need my legs strengthened. I need you to help me. And then I kept running and running and walking and walking and walking. I thought, my career is over with. I'm going to go back home to poverty. There's nothing. Lord, I need help. And all of a sudden, I started running and running and running. And I'm not exaggerating to you all. So a month later went by, and the drill sergeant said, are you ready for the physical fitness test? This, Denny, is a true story. I didn't tell the drill sergeant. I said, yes, I'm ready. And the gun went off, and there was 200 and something that, and the guys used to pick on me. He said, well, they used to pick on me that I couldn't run. Well, when that gun went off, after a month of running, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night, that gun went off, I took off. And I ran that track, went 4 laps around it. It was 2 miles, 2 mile run. And eventually I became a runner for the Army, and I almost beat the world record within 2 seconds. That's a true story. So we never know what's inside of us that Jesus wants to bring out. You know, we never know. And so I did become a good runner for the Army. I used to run 30 miles every other day. I did, not sharing this to brag with you. But whatever it is that you think you can't do, Jesus will help you. Do it. Just remember that. Nothing's too difficult. He'll strengthen your legs. He'll strengthen your heart. And just trust in him. That's what you have to do. We have to trust him, folks, like never before. The scriptures tell us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he said, I will direct your path. I'll direct it. I don't share that with you to brag. I share that with you to say, look what Jesus is doing. And I started wearing a shirt, Jesus first. And the guys that used to pick on me, I'd fly right by them. I said, Jesus loves all of you. Come on, guys, you can run. You can do it. You can make it. You know, you never know where the Lord's going to take you. Just be open, have your ear to listen to him. Let him minister to you. Let him speak to you. What you're to do. Where are you to go? Where are you to give? To be that light into America. America, it's time to wake up. Tom, it's time to wake up. It's time for all of us to wake up. And don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed to witness. And I'm going to share 7 scriptures with you in a couple weeks. How to minister effectively to the lost. You've got to love them. You have to love them with his love. You might say, well, I don't have it. Well, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, I'm shy. No, open up. You can speak. Moses one time said, I don't know how to speak. And God said, well, just open your mouth and I'll feel it. Just open your mouth, y'all. He'll give you the words to share to the lost and the people that are just, I guess not living right. You know, we can't judge them. I don't want to judge people. I can't be their Holy Spirit. So let him strengthen you. Let him help you. Let's be that light, and let's share Jesus with everyone we come in contact with. No, we don't want to be a religious fanatic, but we want our light to shine. But the people say, hey, what's so different about him? You know, what's so different about him? You know, he's unique. What makes him tick? What makes him tick? You know, I had a girl come up to me last night and said, I love your zeal for Jesus. And I said, well, I have to tell you, I love Jesus, and I miss the mission field. I have to tell you, I miss the mission field. I had a lot of great experiences working with Dr. Patrick, and I'll never forget it, all the places that we went. So, well, Jeff's calling in, and I'll put him on in just a second. And Jeff's on the phone, and his lovely wife. Jeff, good morning to you and Ashley.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley and Jeff. How are you both doing this morning?
Good.
Doing pretty good.
You're on 91.
Settling into the day.
You're on 91.5 FM, one of the Christian stations here in our county. And Jeff and Ashley, tell us a little bit about your ministry, yourself, what God's doing. And Ashley, if you, after you speak, I want to put a song on that minister to me that you were singing, Leaning on Him, if you don't mind. But I want you to share about what you're doing, share your website, just share your heart.
Yeah. Well, we are both musicians from the classical side of musical style. I'm a violinist, and I'm also a composer. My wife is a songwriter and a clarinetist. And we are actually heading into a new chapter of ministry with an organization called Campus Crusade for Christ, which is also CRU. But before we talk specifically about that ministry, I wanted to kind of just share with you and your listeners a little bit about our past, just so they know like kind of where we've come from in order to get into this thing. So we grew up both studying music. We went to school for music, and we ended up being professional musicians. I was a professor at Wheaton College for composition, so I was teaching students how to compose. I still teach from time to time, and I still actually teach at a summer festival called Masterworks. I lead a composition program there, and it is my joy to kind of instruct people in writing music and also writing songs and things that glorify the Lord. And I'll let my wife tell you a little bit about her background musically.
Okay, great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Ashley, we sure can.
Okay, thanks for having us on today. Appreciate it.
It's a great honor. It's a great honor.
I began studying the clarinet when I was in sixth grade, your typical band student. I'd also grew up playing the piano and taking lessons and lots of classical music training, and I just kind of fell in love with it when I was about a junior in high school at Allstate Orchestra. We played Beethoven Symphony Number 7, the slow movement, and that's when I realized the Lord wanted me to go into music as my degree, as my profession. And I was wasn't sure what my parents were going to think at the time, but I loved it so much. I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And at that point, I realized I was going to be a clarinet performance major. And people wonder, can you even major in clarinet? Yes, you can. I went to Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And after that, I completed a little bit more grad work at University of Cincinnati Conservatory. And it was shortly after that that I won a job in the Naples Philharmonic as clarinet player assistant principal and E-flat clarinet. And we moved to Naples, Florida. Jeff and I met the summer that I was supposed to move here to Naples. And we were both at the Tanglewood Music Festival. And he was there for violin and I was there for clarinet. And it's a longer story, but essentially we fell in love. And shortly afterwards, decided to pursue a more serious relationship, which eventually led to marriage. Much shorter version. Yeah.
Well, Jeff, the Bible tells us that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. So you found a good thing.
I sure did.
Ashley.
That kind of helps lead into our ministry thing, because when we met each other, we were both believers, but we met at a music festival that was basically a secular music festival. It was not, the point of it was not to glorify God. And when we met each other, we both were kind of looking for Christian fellowship in that environment. And there was not much there. So when we met each other at this festival, it was not only that we liked each other, but also we had this bond in common that we were believers. And we also noticed that, man, there's a lot of other people around us that were not, you know, and that's been a big part of our lives, is just living as believers in the secular environment of the arts. And of course, that will transition us into talking about Crescendo, but maybe we should go ahead and play this first song of Ashley's first, this song, Leaning. So Ashley's a songwriter in addition to being a wonderful clarinetist. And this is a song about leaning on the everlasting arms.
Mm. It's absolutely beautiful. I'd like to tell the listeners, Jeff and Ashley, that you were at our church some months ago, and I was just at an awe listening to your music, how God's gifted you both. And I looked the word crescendo up, and it means a gradual increase in volume. And that you both are blessed with, because as I listened to your music, the songs that you sent me yesterday, I was in tears. And thank you for the call. Thank you for standing up. Thank you for hearing the heart of Jesus and doing what he says for you to do. Remember, Jeff and Ashley, what God has ordered you both to do, he's going to take care of you. You don't need to worry. So I'll put the song on. And Ashley, can I ask you a question? When I listened to the song, Leaning, was that Jeff and your daughter? Did y'all... Is he in that? Because I saw a man walking with a little girl. Jeff, is that you?
Yes. So
that's adorable.
In the music video version of this song, I like the picture of a father with his daughter, you know, because I'm his daughter, our Heavenly Father. And so at the time, our little girl was about 2 years old, and we thought it would be a beautiful picture to have, like, the father swinging his daughter in the air, like a very sweet picture. So we did include that in the music video version of Leaning. And I also just want to say, in case anybody tries to find this video later, my artist name with my Christian songs that I write is Ashley Ruth. So if people are looking for Ashley Ruth Leaning, they'll find it. Ruth is my middle name. It was my mom's middle name and her mom's middle name and her mom's middle name. It's a kind of a special name.
It's our daughter's
middle name. And it's our daughter's middle name. That's right. We're carrying on the tradition. So, I really love that picture of the father with his daughter. So, yes, Jeff is in the music video with our daughter.
That's precious.
That's Ashley Ruth. It's AshleyRuthMusic.com for Ashley's stuff.
And how can people, before I play the song Leaning, Jeff and Ashley, how can they get a hold of you?
Probably the best way is to email me through my ministry email, which is Jeff, J-E-F-F, dot Lee, L-E-I-G-H. Yes, it's the funny spelling. Jeff dot Lee at crew, C-R-U dot org. So Jeff dot Lee at crew dot org.
I'll have you share that again, and I'm going to play this song. It's just absolutely beautiful. You'll all enjoy it.
What a joy divine.
Just absolutely speechless. I really am. It's absolutely, Ashley, that is so touching. Thank you.
Well, you know, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms is one of my favorite hymns, so I thought I would take the words of that beloved Christian hymn and maybe just do a little different version of it. So, yeah.
That's thank absolutely you. Beautiful. You truly are a gift to God's people, and thank you for both of you for all that you do for Jesus in these days that we live in, for standing up, for using your gifts for his purpose and for his glory. I pray the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over you both. Jeff, share a little bit. Share your heart, Jeff.
Yeah, so... You know, this idea of leaning on the Lord is so central to the walk of a believer. But it is also something where we see, you know, so many people, specifically in the world of the arts, they're leaning on something else. They're leaning often on their gift, or they're leaning on pride, or they're leaning on self-sufficiency, you know, and it's a real problem in the world of the arts, because the way I see it is that there are, you know, there's so many people that have gifts, right? But their gifts are being used for the wrong purposes. You know, they're not being used for the real reason they were given. We firmly believe that God is a giver, a giver of gifts. He's a blesser. That's his nature. I mean, if you study theology, you see that God is one who wants to bestow on people blessings, you know, and his grace, of course, is one of the greatest blessings of all, like the grace of forgiveness through Christ. But people push against that. We were just reading this morning with our children about the conversion of Saul and how Jesus said to Saul, you know, why do you kick against the goats? Like, where do you, this correction that people, that God has for people, people push against it. And we see that a lot in the world of the arts, people pushing against the Lord who gave the gift to them. And so our heart with this ministry, again, it's called Crescendo, like you said, growing louder, is to reach out to artists all over North America. This is specifically classical and jazz musicians, and to disciple them and to evangelize to them and to help them to see that the one that they really need to lean on is not the gift, but the giver of the gift.
Amen.
And that's really the heart of our whole ministry. Is the endeavor is to use what the Lord has poured into us, and what he's shown us through his word and through faithful Bible teachers and pastors that we have sat under, to help artists to be oriented in the right direction, like, and to use your gifts for his glory.
That's, that's a sermon in itself. And I thank you for your obedience, Jeff and Ashley, and for again, doing what he's called you to do. And I come with the body of Christ and myself. We want to thank you for, I don't think a half hour is enough for this program with you guys. I really don't. I need to have you back on again. Because your music, I listened to your music, Ashley and Jeff, yesterday driving, I was heading to church, the church that you were singing, you know, Calvary. And I witnessed a horrific auto accident, and I, you know, I listened to that song "Leaning," and I'm pretty sure the guy passed away. It was a horrific accident, but we need to lean on him more, don't we? You know, and trust in him more. Ashley, share a little bit. Share what's on your heart this morning. I want to play another one of your songs, but share your heart. What's the Lord sharing with you today?
Well, one of the reasons that we are shifting directions in this new path, moving forward with Crescendo, it combines our experience in the orchestra with just serving in the church for decades now. We've been serving as worship leaders, and also Jeff is an associate pastor at our church, Calvary Chapel, Naples. So it feels like an opportunity to combine these, what's kind of two separate worlds into one beautiful ministry. We're so excited. But I mean, it was difficult. The time that I wrote, or I guess I arranged the words of this hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, we were going through a really challenging trial in our lives. And God had kind of pulled me out of my job in the Naples Philharmonic. It was not my choice, but a lot of things happened during the COVID pandemic, and one of those things here was the choice of whether or not to get the vaccine. And there's a lot of beautiful Christians that I know who did get the vaccine, so this is not necessarily any kind of judgment, but for me and for Jeff, we decided not to, and because of that, I lost my job in the Naples Philharmonic, which for me at the time was probably too big a part of my identity. And God really, it was painful, very painful. But God showed me how to let go of that, how to let go of control over my life, how to, you know, and really learn to lean and trust God and his plans. And, you know, it took maybe a couple of years before we even found out about Crescendo, but it was through the loss of that job that we were connected to people that ultimately introduced us to the president of Crescendo, and these beautiful doors of ministry started to open. So I can see what a really difficult thing God has ultimately used it for good. And it was painful, but I feel like I've grown a lot in leaning on the Lord, and also finding my purpose more and more in him. And that can never be taken away. And that's been a beautiful lesson that I can honestly be thankful for, that trial that we went through. So,
yeah, Yeah, I went through that too, actually. I was in the military, and I got a phone call, and a doctor called me, Dr. Patrick, to go to the mission field, and I didn't want to go, actually. I told Dr. Patrick, I said, you know, Dr. Patrick, I have 10 more years, and I get a pension. And he said, well, that's not what you told me. He said, you told me if I ever needed help, I could call you. And so here I was wrestling with my career, and it did end, and it's the best decision. You know, Ashley and Jeff, when the Lord dries our lakes up, or our lake, he moves us to another lake, or another. In the book of Revelation, it says, yea, I'm setting before thee an open door which no man can close. And sometimes there's doors in our life, this journey that we're on, that he closes doors. But when he opens the next one, it's even bigger than the last. And I'm so grateful that you, Ashley, both of you, that you heard his heart and moved to the place that Jesus wants you to be in. And there's great reward in that. And, you know, when I went into the mission field, I didn't have the ability to work with a doctor and building orphan homes, which I so enjoyed. But I tell you, to hear his heart and to do what he tells you to do, I never lacked, actually. Gave my career up, went across the country, put my car on a boat, and went to the islands of Hawaii to work with a doctor. Many people came to Christ, and Dr. Patrick built many orphan homes, and to be a part of something. And, you know, I would say, and I don't mean to talk so much, I want you guys to talk, but sometimes my spiritual name really is not Tom Jones. I'm not, and I can't sing, by the way, Jeff and Ashley. Even though God gave me the name Tom Jones, I can't sing. But just the hearing his heart and do what he tells us to do. But he looks for that, not ability in an individual, but I think he looks like what the disciples had. They had a willingness to drop their nets and follow him. He looks for the availability and that willing heart. And with that willing heart, he gives you the ability to do what he's called you both to do. And I tell you, to step in that that realm of what he's called you to do, to listen to your music, which is just, it's heavenly. When I listen to the music, and thank you, Jeff and Ashley, for sending it, it was heavenly. I felt like I was almost in heaven listening to the music in the midst of an auto accident and sitting there in traffic. And I want to say thank you for taking the gifts that God's blessed you both with and running with it, and gradually increase in volume in your ministry is coming. I thank God for you both. And Jeff, can you share again, Ashley, about your ministry again, the website, how people can reach you again? You guys need to be on again. I didn't think a half hour would be long enough, because I wanted to play another song, but our time's just about ending. And Would you pray about being on again?
Yes, we'd love to.
So as far as our ministry, if people want to either donate or find out more about what we specifically do, this is the website. So if you go to give.crucru.org, and then you just type in our name there, it's Jeff and Ashley Lee, and that's L-E-I-G-H. You can also email me directly. That's Jeff.Lee, L-E-I-G-H. @crucru.org.
And share that one more time. I'm trying to write all this down. Share that again with the listeners.
Sure, yeah.
Jeff.
So the website again is give.crucru.org. Then you would just type in our names, Jeff and Ashley Lee. That tells you more about our ministry, and it's also a place you can donate if you feel led to. To contact me directly, just via email. My email is jeff.leigh@crucru.org.
Jeff, what's the Lord put on your heart this morning? What's he telling you?
Well, honestly, he's telling me, go. Tell me go.
There's a scripture that says, go, go ye. Thank you for going ye.
we're in the process of packing up our house. The Lord has opened a door for ministry for us in Chattanooga. So we're actually in the process of moving. Like, we'll be driving a moving truck this Sunday. And, you know, the things the Lord's told us to do with this ministry all have to do with that go. Go disciple.
Amen.
Go record podcasts. That's, I'm going to be interviewing people to talk about the spiritual life specifically for artists, and to encourage them with stories and testimonies, and go and write more music and record more music and glorify the Lord with music. So do a lot of projects with other musicians to glorify the Lord. We just feel like that's just so lacking in our public sphere. You know, we play all this other music, right? But so much of it, especially in concerts, is about other things, or things that are just not important, or even sometimes just things that are demonic or outright, mm-hmm. you know, contrary.
Yes.
And we feel like this is the time for us to step into that culture and say, let's do something different.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's do something that raises the gospel and presents the stories of the gospel. I mean, the artists have such potential for telling the stories that are so important. I mean, our Bibles are full of stories, Jesus's parable, the Old Testament, and they're all stories of God's word that instruct his people in righteousness and in knowing God. And we feel like, why aren't artists doing more of this, not less of it? There's so many stories that need to be told and retold in every generation.
Yes.
Let's encourage and inspire artists to do that today, not just from several centuries ago. Let's do that now. And so that's what we want to go do. So let's go.
Yeah. Amen. I love that. I love that. Go ye. Because one time in Hawaii, I was in the mountaintops, and I felt the Holy Spirit saying, God's going to give you a new name. And I thought, oh, Lord, if it's like Meshach, Meshach, Abednego, I don't know how to pronounce it, nor spell it, nor I'm a mess. And the Lord says, the Holy Spirit says, no, ye. Now go ye. Thank you. So thank you, Ashley. Our time's just about up, but I need to keep in touch with you. I'd like love to have you back on, and God bless you both on your travels to Tennessee.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you both.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
God richly, richly bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lord reigns, let the people shout. You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.